Child abuse statistically is perpetrated by someone in the home or known person to the child. That's discussing like hands-on abuse. Exploitation goes way outside of that boundary because most of the exploitation suspects or subjects that are exploiting children don't know the child because the internet provides this internet non-boundary. There's just anonymity built into it. So we see most suspects are not known to the child when they're exploiting them. And then we've seen this shift from high risk to really now with like things like sextortion.
Welcome to the Who You Know Show, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. I'm super excited. We're sitting down here today with Brandon Poor. And Brandon is a dedicated investigator with the Grand Prairie Police Department and the co-producer of the Catfish Cops podcast. His expertise lies in child exploitation and abuse investigation, and he plays a critical role in safeguarding young individuals in the digital realm. And today we're here at the Not On Our Watch Texas event. I got to hear you at the last event in Austin. And I really like what you were talking about. First, can we go and tell us a little bit about some of the stats? Because it was actually pretty scary. You brought some awareness to me that it's happening to probably 100% of the kids. Like, tell us about the numbers.
I mean, I don't want to say 100% of the kids, because there are obviously kids who aren't being abused or exploited, but it's just far more prolific than the general public believes it is.
Right.
We've seen this shift from, you know, child abuse statistically is perpetrated by someone in the home or a known person to the child. And that's discussing like hands-on abuse.
Right.
Exploitation goes way outside of that boundary because most of the exploitation suspects or subjects that are exploiting children don't know the child because the internet provides this internet non-boundary, you know, there's just anonymity built into it. So we see most suspects are not known to the child when they're exploiting them. We've seen this shift from high risk to really now with like things like sextortion, every kid is susceptible. Most of the kids who are being extorted or sextorted, we call it, are coming from good homes, they have supportive families. The family doesn't even know about it until it comes to light, either through accident or police involvement or something like that.
And I can't remember, I think it was you at the event that talked about, do you go undercover?
I have, yes.
You do the undercover. And how quickly, you know, when you go and you're pretending to be a child online, quickly you're being
groomed. Yes,
that's the word.
Yeah. So we know that grooming is a technical term for the things that perpetrators do to gain the trust of kids, the access to kids, the lessen the risk of an outcry or a disclosure of abuse. They're also grooming the adults within the kid's life because they need access they need constant access to the kid from the guardian. Mm-hmm. And they want to lessen their chances of being caught. So they're doing things like they're gaining trust, they're showing favoritism, they're keeping secrets. Then they start to cross boundary lines through sexualization and asking things that are way out of bounds for a child and adult relationship. And so we see that in child abuse all of the time. But what people are surprised about sometimes is that they don't understand that online that grooming occurs. But because of the level of anonymity and because most kids don't know their perpetrator, it happens very quickly. Mm. And so I always joke that I'm the ugliest 12-year-old on the internet. And I get groomed so many times, you know, an hour by these perpetrators as we're talking to them.
See, that was what really stuck out to me from the last event, is how often and how frequent and how, like, can you give us a story or tell us of a have you had a successful catch?
Oh yeah, gosh.
Okay.
Many.
Okay, tell us, give me a story. I want to hear.
Well, let's talk about one kind of generally.
Sure,
I'm not giving specifics, that was talking to me as a minor child during the lockdown of pandemic.
Okay.
You know, of course, pandemic really caused an explosion of child exploitation online because what happened?
Everybody's online.
Everyone went online. And kids went online, and where kids go, predators are going. And so parents are also busy trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do to make, you know, ends meet while they're figuring this pandemic life out. And so I went on as a minor female child and was contacted by this individual who started talking about things that were, like, they wouldn't just be inappropriate for anyone. They are way past inappropriate. He's talking about domination and submission and sex toys and things like that. And then we found out who he was. And he was in a position of authority, being in like a pastoral position of a church. And so we actually went, executed a search warrant. He talked about what he had done talking to me. But of course, my job really, it's great that he's talking to me and not a real kid. So I try to put myself in the place of a real child. But eventually, what I really know is there are real kids out there. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to then find out where are the real victims. And I can share, this victim told me, tell my story to anyone you can so that this never happens to another child. And she said every day from like 11 or 12 until she was 18, they talked online. And he groomed her and then virtually kind of committed sexual abuse things through the internet. And he's spending the rest of his life, hopefully, in federal prison.
Oh, well, that's amazing. I mean, not amazing that happened, but, you know, great that he got caught, you know. And I'm grateful for people like you that are, you know.
Well, the victims are the real strong ones, you know, and we're just thankful that we can find them and get them out of those circumstances and maybe move them on to restoration.
Absolutely. So your podcast, Catfish Cops, I want to spotlight that. Do you not like talk about some of these stories and you go into some of that? You're trying to bring some awareness and some exposure to what this is going on, right?
Yes, my colleague and I started that back in the August timeframe of 2020. We had been discussing this for years. We thought, like, how can we bring a spotlight to these problems? How can we raise awareness, talk about prevention, really educate parents? And so it started with, like, let's tell some of our stories.
Kind of like a true crime podcast almost,
it was,
right?
Yeah.
But for this specific issue.
And honestly, like, what most people don't realize is how funny things and stupid things occur during, you know, during these, you know,
right.
these guys say things or do things, or, you know, we find the humor in things because it's a really heavy topic.
Yeah.
So we started with that. We started telling, you know, some of the stories, the case stories, and sort of shining a light on the problem that way. And then we sort of branched out into thinking, like, hey, this is a real opportunity because a lot of our listeners are moms and parents of kids. And so we started really branching out into, how do we educate them? How do we teach internet safety? How do we stress the importance of talking to your kids about protecting themselves online? And so we sort of tried to blend those two together.
That's awesome.
I don't know that we're successful.
No, I love it. I love it. You guys need to go check out the Catfish Cops podcast, okay? Subscribe. Are you on like Apple and Spotify?
Yep, Apple,
and all
Spotify,
that?
Anywhere you can find it.
Yep. Go subscribe and leave him a 5-star review. Send it to me in an email, trevor@whoyouknow.show. I'll hook you up with some little special, okay? Because I want you to hook him up, okay? So 5-star review, and that would be amazing. Brandon, I know we're running out of time here, but I appreciate you. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Keep going, and let us know how we can get involved and support the cause.
Yeah, the only thing I would maybe throw out there is our website, catfishcops.com.
Okay.
We have a resources page, so a lot of times people go, hey, I don't know what to look at or where to educate myself, and so we didn't reinvent the wheel. We have some really great partners and friends who have allowed us the use of some of their resources. We're designing some of our own, and that's a one-stop shop for a parent to go to and like learn all about the problem and all the ways they can protect their kid.
Beautiful. What was the name of the website again?
Catfishcops.com.
Catfishcops.com. Love it. Brandon, appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.